Now, you know that a doppelganger is a dark double, a shadow twin. But what if your doppelganger is kind of a dork? What does that say about you? Yes, this piece does mention some sort of physical intimacy, but don't worry. This is public radio. Adam Wade, the microphone is yours.
The first 16 years of my life were pretty normal. But when I turned 16, I went to get my driver's license and I had to get an eye exam test and I got glasses. And that's when everything changed. That's when everybody started telling me that I look like Rick Moranis. It's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters and I Am the Gatekeeper and Who's the Keymaster? Non-stop. And it really dug in. And when I was a freshman year in college, I'm not bragging, but I was in a girl's room, and she said, did anyone ever tell you you look like Rick Moranis? And within 2 minutes, I was out. Like, no, I did not want to hear that. And like, my friends are like, dude, she liked you. What happened? I'm like, no. They're like, what happened? I go, she said I look like Rick Moranis. They're like, who cares? I go, I care. They go, you're an idiot. I go, well, maybe. 4 years ago, I hit my lowest point living in New York. I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. I hadn't had a girlfriend in a while. So like what I would do, like a big night for me, was I'd get out of work and I'd go to one of the ritzier hotels and sit in the lobby with a graphic novel and read it. And that was my big night out. So one night I was at one of these like ritzy hotels and like there was like a party going on and I was like curious and I walked over and it was like this huge like pharmaceutical convention. So like I walked in and everybody seemed to be having a good time. They're from all over the country and they had their name tags and I walked over to the bar and I said, hi, can I get a Miller Lite please? And they're like, sure. And so the bartender put down a Miller Lite and I pulled out my wallet and he goes, you're with them, right? You're all set. I go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm with them. Yeah, I'm all set. Okay. Excuse me, can I get a Heineken Lite? 7 Heineken Lights later, and I'm a lightweight. I was feeling good. I was lubed up. I was drunk. I was feeling good. I was in the groove. And I locked eyes with this girl. She was like probably in like her mid-20s. She was a healthy-sized girl. She looked like Monica Lewinsky. That was good. I like Monica Lewinsky. So she walked over, and we started talking. And like she was from like outside of Chicago, and it was just going well. And like right off the bat, and it was nice. And I was a little, oh, this is awesome. And we're going back and forth. And then she says, did anyone ever tell you you look like Rick Moranis? And I paused and I waited and then I said, well, I should because he's my dad. And she's like, really? I go, well, yeah. And like, she's like, I've never met anybody famous before. I go, well, I mean, I'm his son. She's like, no, famous. I go, okay, yeah, I'm famous. Yeah. And it continued to go well. And I walked her back 2 blocks to her hotel and we were there. And like, it was my time to make the move. And I said, I go, you know, I had a really great time tonight. You know? And she's like, well, the night's not over. Do you want to come back to my hotel room? And I said, yes, please. I'd, sure. So we go back and like, I'm not a kiss and tell. I'm not a kiss and tell guy. I don't like doing that. But we had a good time. Twice. So she fell asleep in my arms, and I just remember like two hours later, like I woke up and I had a major panic attack, and I'm like, this isn't good. This isn't Adam Wade. This is not what you do. You don't lie to get action, and you do this stuff. So we woke up in the morning, and we walk her down the street, and I'm like shaking. I'm like nervous, and I'm flagging her a cab to the airport, and I said, hey, wait a minute. I got to tell you something. Like, I'm not really Rick Moranis' son. And she looked at me, and she squeezed my arm, and she's like, I kind of figured that out a while ago. I was like, oh, okay. But I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you role-playing in this fantasy that I've had. She like kissed me on the cheek, and then she drove off. There's been many times like in my life where Rick Moranis has denied me happiness. But 4 years ago, Rick Moranis gave me good times. Twice.
Thank you, Adam Wade. Adam Wade is a storyteller and comedian from New York City. Be sure to check him out at adamwade.com. That story was produced by Jamie DeWolf.